The healing journey of the human soul through its incarnations into the physical arena is a process of cycles of creation. Karma creates a personality, and a personality with its intentions plus energy creates experiences, and those experiences create reactions, and those reactions create more karma, and on it goes. The karma of the soul determines the characteristics of the personality. It determines the physical, emotional, psychological, and spiritual circumstances into which the personality is born. It determines the ways that the personality is prone to understand its experiences. It determines the intentions with which the personality will shape its reality. These intentions create the reality that provides the soul, at each moment, with the experiences that are necessary for the balancing of its energy. And the personality with the clearest choice between learning through wisdom or learning through doubt and fear. Through these intentions, the personality shapes the light that is flowing through it into the reality that is optimal for its growth, for the evolution of its soul. The reactions of the personality to the experiences that it has created creates more karma. Reactions express intentions. They determine the experiences that will be created next, and the reactions of the personality to those experiences create more karma, and so forth, until the soul releases that personality and body. When the soul returns to its home, what has been accumulated in that lifetime is assessed with the loving assistance of its teachers and guides. The new lessons that have emerged to be learned, the new karmic obligations that must be paid, are seen. The experiences of the incarnation just completed are reviewed in the fullness of understanding. Its mysteries are mysteries no more. Their causes, their reasons, and their contributions to the evolution of the soul, and to the evolution of the souls with whom the soul shared its life, are revealed. What has been balanced, what has been learned, brings the soul ever closer to its healing, to its integration and wholeness. If the soul sees that it is necessary, it will choose, also with the help of its teachers and guides, another incarnation. It will draw to itself the guides and teachers that are appropriate to what it seeks to accomplish. It will consult with other souls whose evolution, like its own, will be mutually served by interactions within the physical arena. Then it will undertake again the massive, voluntary reduction of its energy, the infusion of its energy into matter, the calibration of its energy to an appropriate scale and range of frequencies, that is an incarnation into the learning environment of the Earth School. And the process begins again.